Well, listening to that was the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wonder if you could confirm for us...
Actually, unfortunately, wasn't listening to that, but I'm sure you'll fill me in, Corinne.
I'm sure you're well aware of the details. Now, could you confirm for us that this is a decision that's being made in partnership with our allies? Are the United States and Australia also considering withdrawing or leaving?
Again, it's never for me, of course, to set out any other country's plans. But what I can tell you is that we were in most close contact, obviously, with Australia, because, of course, we are training Iraqi security forces alongside them. It is a building partner capacity training mission together. So they absolutely understand our position. No problems with our decision there. But it is for them to determine what they then do.
All right. What about the United States? Has there been any concern raised with the New Zealand government by the US administration about our decision?
No, none that have been raised with me that I'm aware of. So no, and of course we keep our partners informed of our decisions.
At the beginning of the year, NATO spoke to you, I think, or suggested possibly yes. That New Zealand could help with a mission, their training mission. Was that given any consideration?
Actually, NATO, the conversation that I had with NATO was actually much more closely focused on Afghanistan. Of course, instability in Afghanistan remains. And so there has been no nation that's withdrawn from the non-combat NATO-led Resolute Support mission there. And I think, you know, you can see from the ongoing negotiations with the Taliban, with the United States, that there is just that instability there. We at the moment have a small number of personnel deployed there, 13. NATO, of course, very keen to see ongoing contributions from all nations who are part of that mission. We've said, look, we will stay. We're going to change things, though. We're going to reduce down to 6 in our National Army Officer Academy for those who are training. And instead, we're going to look at putting personnel, a small number, 3 possibly, into the Women, Peace and Security reconciliation effort that NATO is working on. So we're fundamentally changing what we do in Afghanistan as well, but NATO is aware of that and supportive.
But they did specifically talk about a NATO mission in Iraq. Did you just turn that down flat?
That's not something that I have to say I felt any particular urgency in terms of those demands on us. We, of course, you know, get a number of requests for our defence forces. We make them based on New Zealand's assessment of the contribution that we can best make in our independent.
So was that a no? We said no to them.
Our decision is the one I announced yesterday. So our contribution is withdrawing from Iraq, but changing up our role in Afghanistan.
What gives you the confidence that the mission is complete there? National Party's spokesperson Mark Mitchell's got some concerns that ISIS could come back. Why so confident to be able to leave?
Well, we have recognised there is a rebuild now in Iraq that needs to be undertaken. Some have put the figure of how much that will cost at around the $88 billion mark. So there is significant work there to be done. We have said that we will make a contribution to what's called stabilisation funding because of recognition that now actually people need to rebuild their lives. And we, of course, have our overseas aid and development funding. So we'll make a contribution to that. But actually, in terms of ongoing instability, really Afghanistan is a place there, I think, where that ongoing commitment from the international community is needed.
If we could move on to the issue around the budget leaks.
Sure.
National says
sure.
You sat on a lie for it. So even though you've said that you were not able to beat the press releases, if you like, with the information from GCSB that this wasn't a hack of Treasury's information, nonetheless, you didn't change or put out a press statement clarifying for well over a day. Did you sit on a lie?
No. Because keeping in mind, of course, so all that we knew was that GCSB on the Tuesday night, so statements were released for those who are choosing to follow this closely, Corinne, which I accept it's not everyone. On the Tuesday night, as you'll know, the Minister of Finance was briefed by the Secretary of the Treasury over what the Treasury was then terming a hack. Statements were put out by Treasury. The Minister of Finance, of course, only had that information provided to him. He was being asked for comment by the media, so he provided a statement at that time too. Sometime later, we were informed by the GCSB they had a view that the language that should be used is unauthorised language. Unauthorised.
So did they say that it wasn't a hack?
They said that unauthorized access was the language that should be used. We actually didn't know what had happened.
So it shouldn't be called a hack. They were quite clear that it should not be called a hack.
That unauthorized access was the language that should be used. But again, Corinne, as I've said, we still didn't know what had happened. We didn't know that until later on the following day. We had no idea.
That's convenient, isn't it, Prime Minister? I mean, wouldn't the right thing to do have been put out a statement or at least clarify that you'd been told not to call it a hack? Because otherwise you're relying on the interpretation of your subtle change in language the next day. So it wasn't explicit.
But ultimately, Corinne, we still didn't know. We still didn't know whether or not it was illegal. We didn't know who had undertaken it. We knew virtually nothing except that the GCSB.
Except they didn't think it was a systemic
hack to be used. And again, Corinne, keeping in mind this now was a matter that we'd been told had been sent to the police. So that, from our perspective, was where it should sit, and that's where we left it. We did change on the advice of the GCSB. When anyone was asked, you can see that we all used different language at that point.
What about when Gabrielle McClough came out the next morning and spoke on Morning Report, talked about the bolts and the theoretical, you know, the hacking? You knew at that point that the GCSB had serious concerns. Did that not raise alarm bells? And I come back to the point, what was the right thing to do here?
Well, again, that demonstrates that we were receiving really differing advice from GCSB, from Treasury, and that our view was this is now a matter for the agencies and the police. And so that's where, of course, it was left. We were told to use different language. We did. Again, keeping in mind unauthorised access, heck, it was enough for us to then set out the differences in that language, but just to make sure we followed the advice that we'd been given. But it was actually for the police and the agencies to investigate, not for us.
So you have no regrets about how you handled that as a government?
Corinne, ultimately, we can only rely on the advice that we're given, and that's what we did. You can also imagine that this was, you know, within 24 hours of presenting the budget, that was a big focus for us, and I think ultimately it's probably been a big focus for the public, by and large, than this. And so that's where our minds were too. And so it's easy in hindsight to look back at the linear timelines, but keeping in mind there was a very, very important part of our job was delivering the budget for the public of New Zealand, and that's where our focus was.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, thank you very much for your time on Morning Report.